Columbia Tiger football Friday night on the X. Tiger fans, welcome to the Coach Brian Allen Show. I'm Nick Anschultz. Next to me is head coach of the Tigers, Brian Allen. Coach, tonight we begin the first round of the playoffs, hosting a familiar foe from our district, the Fletcher Senators.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year. You play those 10 games, 11 weeks for these moments, which are postseason. November's a time that you know what you have as a football team. You've identified your guys that are players. You got your systems in place. You start with 32 teams round one, and each week it gets cut in half. So, we're excited about this opportunity for the eighth year straight, and right here moments before kickoff, excited.
Coach, it was a great win last week, cap off senior night and the regular season. How big was this win heading into the first round of the playoffs tonight?
I think each year that last game of the season is a momentum booster for teams that are able to walk away with a victory. You're trying to go into the playoffs on an emotional high from, again, the last game of the season. A lot of emotions that are there. It's the last time that guaranteed a home game for those seniors, that year's class, walking across the field with their families, their parents, and have an opportunity at the hash marks to shake their hands, tell them I appreciate them. Most of the kids have been with me for four seasons, came in this thing as starry-eyed freshmen, and then, 4 years later, here's their last regular season home game. As those moments start to build, that the realization that high school football is over for many of them, that, that's the last time that they'll play. But I thought that game was good. We got some things accomplished. We saw and identified some things we need to continue to improve upon. Definitely went to the drawing board this week with this week's of practice. We're getting the guys, again, mentally prepared. Physically, I think we're where we need to be as a football team. You're supposed to be after 11 weeks. But just excited to see these guys in postseason. We started off red hot, sputtered a little bit here and there throughout the season, but we're able to finish with a 9-1 number one seed outcome, and just really excited about tonight's game.
And Coach, offensively, I don't think you could have asked for a better start, scoring on about a 93-yard touchdown run on the first play. Quarterback Jordan Smith also played a pretty solid game as well and made some good decisions with the football, both passing and running.
Yeah, each year, just something that built as a tradition since getting back home is that senior night. We're going to start all 11 seniors on the field, offensively, defensively, on special teams. I think those guys have earned that right, be it if they're starters or if they're not, to be able to get those seniors on the field in some respect somewhere on the field. I thought they did a great job. You saw Alex Green in the game at our left guard. You saw Tyler Johnson Jones in at our right guard. Obviously, Damian and Zach Beatonball, the center and the tackle position, we were able to get our starters on the field, those guys that are in those respective positions. Dominique Jones gets the ball in first carry, like you say, 94 yards to pay dirt. Exciting time for him. That'll be a memorable moment for the rest of his life. Those guys came in, they got it done, and they got a senior in the end zone. I thought Jordan managed the game well. There's some things that we took away, and each week he knows I'm going to be critical on him for the small things that are going to amount to big things, and especially now in the postseason that we honed in on some of those things. We really worked on them. And tonight, we plan on stretching this defense of Fletcher's differently than we did the first time around. Always my biggest critic, the same way I asked these guys to be, that didn't give Fletcher enough credit the first time around. I can assure you this time around, they have more than enough credit as far as my respect for them. So we game plan this thing a little bit differently, and we're excited to see how this thing operates tonight.
Yeah, and Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, what were some of the things that stuck out to you when you guys watched the film this week from the Bulls game? Bulls was establishing the run in the first half, but the defense made some adjustments at the half, and we saw a lot more pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Our defense has really picked it up here in the last four or five games this season. You could probably look all the way back to Atlantic Coast and the way they came out and played at a high level of football. That trend continued through Fletcher, only giving up 155, only 55 on the ground, 100 yards passing. That was a remarkable outcome by them. Like you said, gave up some things on the ground last week against Bowles, very non-conventional offensive scheme that you get from Bowles. So you're going to have to be sound, got to be gap specific, but I thought that they made their adjustments, their key adjustments, and were able to shut down, you know, a good Bowles football team, a highly renowned program that they have at Bowles. I thought they were able to finish that game in a major fashion. You know, you look at some of the short side of the field that our defense had to play on for some of the kickoff returns that Bowles had early in the first half of that football game, that they were working with a short side of the field, and to be able to contain them and only give up the 19 points that were given up, I thought was a very good effort by them.
It's a Tiger football Friday night on the X. Tonight the Tigers host the Fletcher Senators in the regional quarterfinal here in the Jungle. We'll talk more about that coming up. You're listening to Tiger football on the X. Welcome back to the Coach Brian Allen Show on the X. Tonight the Tigers begin the playoffs hosting district foe the Fletcher Senators, 7-3, 2-2 overall here in the Jungle. And Coach, when looking at how Fletcher finished the season, they lost what looked like a defensive battle against Lee and got an overtime win last week against a good Mandarin team.
Yeah, you know, again, I give this team a lot of respect. You know, I'm sure Sunday at 11, as the numbers were coming out and you know, the who was going to be in postseason, they were right there on edge of wondering if they were going to be in or not, and then wondering, you know, whether they were going to be the 7th seed or the 8th seed, with both teams, Edgewater and them, winning their last ball game. They knotted at 39 points apiece, you know, if you did your numbers. Even before, you had to look at the opponents that they played in the regular season and what they did in the outcome of that final football game. You know, it was right down to the wire whether it was going to be Edgewater for us or whether it was going to be Fletcher again for us. But, you know, again, a lot of respect for what they do. They're a very senior, laden team this year, where you're supposed to be a good football team when you have those underclassmen that now have grown through the program and are now seniors and juniors, you know. So second time around is never something that you look forward to, I guess, as a coach, that you're having to play a team a second time. It has its advantages, it has its disadvantages. Advantages being, you know, the opponent, you can look back and see things that you missed, opportunities that you missed in the football game, but at the same time, so do they. It's tough to beat a team twice, but, you know, again, I thought we had a great week of practice. The mindset was to get these guys rested. I wasn't interested in any banging. I wasn't interested in any hard running and all those things. Let's take these 4 days, continue to get our guys healed and fresh, you know, and make sure that they're mentally focused on this game and mentally understanding the game plans that we've incorporated offensively, defensively, and special teams. And again, very excited about seeing these guys come out and execute tonight.
And Coach, you've already hit on it already a little bit. When we played this Fletcher team a couple weeks ago, they really challenged us defensively, at least in the secondary. What were some of the things that you guys kind of took away from that game that you can build on or be better at this week offensively?
Yeah, just playing with extreme confidence. You know, you talk about 100 yards passing, and you look at Peyton having probably 50 of those in two catches. That all of a sudden changes if we make a play on two of those balls that were thrown to him, be it us getting to the quarterback quicker, us getting our head around the defensive back position. That, you know, if we're able to continue to shut this run down tonight, we're able to make a play on these opportunities that they're going to give us as they target Peyton tonight in this football game, that our defensive effort is going to be good enough, you know, for us to walk away, you know, with the victory tonight. The thing that we have to do is we have to threaten them vertically tonight. That's something that we didn't do as much the first time around offensively, that we got to threaten these guys vertically. You know, the toughest thing I feel like, not only in high school ball but college and the professional ranks, is a defensive back having to go and track a ball when it's vertical. You know, receivers do it every day. You know, they rep it every day. For a defensive back, being able to go find the football and go make a play on it is something that's different. You know, again, I think we have 4 or 5 guys that can stretch this field vertically. We definitely have a quarterback that can put the ball in places where they can go get it. Tonight, we need to do that and have our defense have another stellar performance.
And, Coach, how are the Tigers health-wise coming into tonight's game?
You know, probably more healthy than we have been. We're missing our right guard and Darius Kimball. Suffered an MCL sprain a week ago in that Bowles contest, got rolled up on a pancake block from one of our other linemen. Probably won't see him tonight, but we're planning on giving him another opportunity next weekend and next to get that thing back healed. Don't think it's as severe as it could have been, but until he's able to have some of that pain subside and he feels comfortable moving around with that MCL sprain, then we're going to have to go with the man down, man up motto that we always carry. So Tyler Ford, which I think is more than capable of stepping in, filling in his spot, and playing at a high level for us tonight. We'll see him at that guard position. And, overall, outside of Darius, we're pretty healthy. The guys are, again, the conversation Monday in a team meeting room, when you hit November, you hit postseason, all those bumps and bruises start to feel a little bit better. Your food starts to taste a little bit better. Just the energy that you carry yourself with is a little bit different when you hit postseason. And I've seen that out of my guys this week, a lot of positive energy in the building. And, again, I'm ready to unleash these guys here at 7:30.
Thanks for taking the time, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Absolutely, and roll Tigers.
We're minutes away from kickoff as the Columbia Tigers take on the Fletcher Senators in this regional quarterfinal matchup in the jungle. We'll head up to the press box, where I'll be joined by Reverend Isidore Williams for tonight's call in the game. Tiger fans, be sure to come out tonight and pack the stands and create that 12th man atmosphere for your Tigers throughout the playoffs. You're listening to Tiger Football on the X.
Good deal.